888-888-88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. Still dark outside, but that's okay. The sun will be up. We will have a beautiful fall day. Still great foliage out there, so if you haven't had a chance to look at the leaves, take advantage of it when the sun comes up this morning and enjoy the beautiful golds and the yellows and the oranges and the reds. This is one of my favorite times of the year because you can enjoy all of that color that Mother Nature has given to you. And if you want to have a lot of fun, collect some of those leaves, all the various colors, and put them in a Ziploc bag with a piece of paper towel that's not sopping wet, but wet, and mail it to a friend or a family member that lives in the South. The South doesn't have the color that we do in the Northeast. And there's nothing more fun for them when they open up that package and they uncover the beautiful fall of the Northeast. Whether you live in Minnesota, you live in Maine, or every place in between, send those leaves to Florida, to Tennessee, to Mississippi. They don't have that color. And it's something that they will really, really enjoy. This time of the year, there is so much to do right now that if you're in bed, start thinking about getting up, putting on a pot of coffee, and joining us, and we'll talk about what needs to be done. One of the things that I just did this week is I mowed the grass for the last time. I cut it pretty short because I didn't want to have to mow it again and fertilize the lawn and put that to bed. And what you need to do, and it will really help you in the spring, if you have any power equipment that you use during the spring, the summer, and the fall, a lawnmower, a rototiller, a leaf shredder, any kind of equipment that you need gas for, when you're done using it, clean it off. That way you're ready for next year. And then you can buy at any auto parts store something called gas stabilizer. And you just take your gas can, dump the gas stabilizer in it, go to the gas station, fill it up, depending on the size of your tank, and then fill the tank of your power equipment with this gas stabilizer. And during the winter, if there's any condensation of liquid around the gas tank, because of temperature changes, the gas stabilizer will absorb the water, prevent corrosion in your fuel line, and that way when spring comes and you go to start the lawnmower, less problems. And then, on the other hand, take the lawnmower, put it in the back of the garage or the back of the tool shed, and if you've got a snowblower, that gets put towards the front. And no matter where you live in the northern part of the country, we've all seen snow. And if you watch the Patriots game last Sunday, it was snowing pretty good. It's all melted, but it's a sign. And Jared and I were talking just before the program about the number of acorns that I've seen all over the New England area. Very, very heavy production of acorns and a little brown woolly caterpillar. The brown stripe is bigger than his, almost the length of his body. So when you see signs like that, you may want to think that it could be our long, snowy winter. And with the amount of storms we've had, let's get prepared for it. And we'll tell you what needs to be done in the Rose Garden today. What needs to be done with your fruit trees. And you say, why do I have to do for my fruit trees? Well, there are things that you need to do, especially if they're newly planted in the last year or two. If you get a lot of snow, you run the risk of moles wrapping themselves around the base of your tree and eating all the bark, girdling it. And they can climb up the tree 6, 8, 10 inches. And if there's a lot of snow, they could even go up a foot or more. So what you need to do if you have a newly planted fruit tree, doesn't have to be done today, but put it on your list. You should be buying something called hardware cloth. And it's wire with half-inch square holes in the wire. And you can buy it at any hardware store, by the roll or by the yard. And you want to make a collar around your tree. And usually get a piece that's about 2 feet long. That's more than high enough. Wrap it around the tree, leaving a gap of about an inch so that if they try and bite through the wire is not in contact with the actual tree. So there's a space, a gap between the tree and the wire. And push it into the ground a little bit. And that way, rabbits, moles will not girdle your tree. And it makes a big difference. You go through all the work of care of that tree, and then during the winter it's eaten, your tree is gone. So spend a little bit of time with the hardware cloth. Your roses, they need to be preparing for the winter ahead. Your hydrangeas need to be prepared. Any new broadleaf evergreen, holly, boxwood, ilex, rhododendrons, and especially azaleas need to be treated special at this time of the year for the winter ahead. So if you have any of those plants, you call us, 800-259-9231. We'll talk about that. Now, what do you do with your hose during the winter? You leave it outside, attached to the side of the house? No. It has to be put away. Well, you don't just take it off the hose hanger and put it in the garage or the tool shed, because if you decide in the middle of winter you want to wash the car, you've got a frozen hose. So what you need to do is take the hose off the side of the house, turn off the faucet, and then take one end of the hose and throw it over a tree branch. Or if you have a fence, throw it over the tree branch and then slowly pull it towards you. Because it's higher, gravity will force the water out the opposite end, and you'll have a hose that's empty of water. That way, if it does get cold, which it will, and it freezes, there's no water inside. And if you need to use the hose for some reason, it's ready to use. Now, as you pull it towards you, coil it up in a nice circle. Get a couple pieces of string, tie it. It's like if you don't tie the hose and put it away for storage, during the winter, it will tangle itself. When you want to use it, it's like in knots. So coil it, couple of pieces of string to hold it together so that it doesn't move, put it away, and that way the hose is ready to be used during the winter season. There's things that need to be done, not just with your power equipment, but also with your plants. Now, those of you that haven't finished planting your bulbs, don't worry. You've got till about Thanksgiving. course, the sooner you get them in, the better. So you can still plant your bulbs. If you live in an area where you haven't had a good frost yet, and you have things like dahlias and cannas and glads, what you need to do is to make sure that you get these bulbs labeled. And all I do is I take a string tag, and you can buy a string tag at just about any department store. You can go to Walmart or any office supply store, and you can buy some string tags. And on the string tag, if you have dahlias, for example, take a pencil and just write dahlia, 6 foot tall, yellow flower, or red flower, or white flower, and then just tie the string tag to the plant. When you've had a good, hard killing frost, and the top of the plant turns brown, then you can dig it, remove the top of the plant, shake all the soil off that you can, and attach the string tag to your bulbs. And that way, next year, you will know which bulb is which color. That way you can plant them in the order that you want. And also, if you're growing different varieties, that way you don't put the big ones in front of the little ones, and they're put in the right area. Now, how do you store things like dahlias and cannas? You'll know if you call us. 800-259-9231. Oh, yes. We'll tell you what to do with your poinsettia and your Christmas cactus. A lot to do this morning. Don't go anywheres. Make a cup of coffee and join us.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit Scott's.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency, and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Akola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Akola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Akola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Akola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Akola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
I am ready, yes. Yes.
Jared has been moving from an apartment to his first home.
To my house.
So
yeah.
when you call him up this morning, congratulate him on his new house. So he'll now learn that you have to mow the grass and weed the gardens. And the days of apartment life are over, Jared.
That's a good thing, though.
Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay. First up this morning, we have Paul on the line. He's got a question about trimming trees.
Okay. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
We hired a tree service to come by to cut branches off the trees of maples and pine trees. And they haven't shown up yet, and we're wondering if it's getting too late to do that.
No, actually, the best time is during the winter months when the leaves are all off the trees. One of the main reasons are right now, if your trees are full of leaves, the branches themselves are really, really heavy. And if they're just doing trimming and you've got heavy weight of foliage, sometimes the branch is halfway cut and it breaks and it ends up ripping. So a good tree company that's going to do a major pruning without have to worry about disease control or anything like that. If they're just coming to prune the trees and to shape them, they will wait until all the foliage comes off. And that way they can better see the structure of the branches, which way the branches move up and down and sideways. So that way they can do a much better job. So don't panic. Everything is fine. They're waiting so that they can do a better job for you.
Thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend. The other thing that you're going to notice, the olden days of
of cutting down trees, they used to paint all of the cuts. Well, they're no longer doing that. They found that if you put that old-fashioned tree paint, that it actually slows down the healing process of that scab. And the scab has a tough time developing with the tar on top of it. So you're going to see when you get home from work, they finish their job, and you'll see all the white areas where they have cut the branch, and it's not tarred. Don't worry about it. They're not doing that anymore. The one thing that you want to look at when you get home, unless you're there, if they're going to cut branches that are coming off the main trunk of the tree, you want to make sure that they make that cut as close to the branch or the trunk as possible. What you don't want to have are like little knobs, 2-inch, 3-inch, 6-inch ends of branches all the way up and down the trunk of the tree. If you have these little knobs sticking out, that tree is going to have a tough time producing a scab. So a good arborist will make that cut. Take off the, what they do is they cut off the branch. They leave that knob. That way, if there is any ripping, it's not going to rip the main trunk. It will just rip to the trunk. And then they cut off those knobs flush to the trunk of the tree. And that way, the trunk of the tree can scab over much, much faster. Other than that, you're all set. Good luck. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Evelyn on the line, who's calling about an angel trumpet.
Evelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a yellow angel trumpet plant, and it has webbing with tiny brown dots, and I've seen a couple of tiny black specks crawling around. What do I do with it in the winter, and the large pods, are they seeds I can plant in the spring?
Okay, now these were planted in the ground, and it's
got a
round pot.
I have
pot.
It in a 12-inch pot.
Okay, and how tall is it?
About a foot.
About a foot, okay. Those are annual angel's trumpet. We're coming on the break. When we come out, I'll tell you exactly what to do with it, but collect the pods for the most part. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. 1 quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829, That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Well, good morning. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And if we can help you to put everything away for the fall and prepare for the winter that's coming quickly right now, just another couple of weeks and the hours will be changing. Next weekend's Halloween, and then I think it's the following week that the time changes, but it's going to happen real, real quick. We're talking with Evelyn about her angel's trumpet. Now, there are two types of angel's trumpet. There is the annual angel's trumpet that grows to be about maybe 12 to 18 inches, maybe a little bit taller. And it produces a round pod and looks similar to the American horse chestnut. A round pod with like little prickers all the way around it, little thorns that are really kind of soft. And when that pod is broken, after it dries, it will be full of black seeds inside. And those are the seeds for next year. But that variety of angel's trumpet is an annual. If there's a pod, let the frost hit it, and then clean up your container and put it away so that it doesn't fill full of water and break during the winter. So put it in your tool shed or underneath the porch or in the garage or something. And take those pods and put the pods in a paper bag and just forget about it. The pod will dry And as it dries, it will shrink and it will explode. And they'll be inside a paper bag, so the seeds will all be caught in the bag. If you use plastic, the pod still has moisture in it. And what will happen is, as the moisture leaves the pod, it's going to condensate on the plastic bag and then eventually explode, and then all of the seeds will get full of mold and they'll rot and you'll have no seeds for next year. So put them in a paper bag, and when you check it the next time and you see the pod has broken, then just collect the seeds and you'll have them for next year. Now there's another type of angel's trumpet, the tropical. And there's yellow, and there's white, and there's pink. And they basically do not produce a pod because they're grown by cuttings. And that particular type of angel's trumpet, what you do is you put it in your basement. You have to get it in the basement before there's a frost on it. Just put it in your basement, leave it there for the winter, and then in March, cut it back to about 2 feet, maybe 3 feet, depending on how big it is, but a couple of feet. Bring it upstairs, put it near a sunny window, give it a good drink of water with a liquid food, and a tropical version will come right back to life for you. You get about a 75% chance of it surviving the winter in the basement. I've done that with not only angel's trumpet, but with mandevilla. They're so beautiful, you hate to leave them outside, but it's tropical. It won't survive the winter. So you take your mandevilla pot, put it in the basement on the floor, and just say, I'll see you in the spring. And I've had about, for every four that I do, three will survive. So you give that a try. But if you've got pods, round, with little prickers on the end, then you've got the annual. And that plant is not going to survive. It's an annual. It lives 1 year. Just collect the pods, dry them, replant the seeds next year, and you'll have beautiful, beautiful flowers. Thank you, Evelyn. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Pete on the line who's calling about fuel stabilizer.
Okay, Pete, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
With fuel stabilizer, one thing you failed to say was you got to run the engine. You got to get the fuel stabilizer down into the carburetor. And if you do that, you'll have real good luck starting it in the spring. And you can add the stabilizer to the gas that's already in the gas tank and not have to do something with that. Just use that and run that. Just make sure the tank is three-quarter full or better, and run it for 5 or 10 minutes. Or you can add it to your gas can and put it into an empty tank, and then you get the right mix, and run it for 5 or 10 minutes. Or you can just put it in your gas can and run it year-round. Use it year-round. Then you don't even think about it in the fall. It's already in there and already run because you've used the equipment.
Okay.
But you got to run the engine. That's the bottom line, is you got to run it and get the stabilizer into the carburetor. That's where it's going to do the job of keeping things so it'll start in the spring.
That's what I love about this show, because I'll have some of the information and not quite all of it, and somebody like you that knows about those things will jump in and help me finish the way to do it correctly. But I've been doing it, putting stabilizer in my lawnmower for years, and it does make a big, big difference.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, I always do run it. But it does help a great deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you don't do it, you're asking for trouble, and really with a fuel today, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. Just put it in there, make sure you get enough in, and run the engine, and things will start in the spring. So.
Wonderful. Thank you, Peter. I really appreciate the phone call. Now, do you have a gardening question?
I don't. My wife might.
Okay.
She's still sleeping. So.
Thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate that. I mean, we got everything going, except we didn't tell people to run it, and I appreciate your help. Thank you. That's wonderful. But if you've had problems in the spring with a lawnmower, just you pull and pull and pull and it just won't go, this gas stabilizer, something I found a couple of years ago, and what a difference it made. And any kind of power equipment, and yes, run it for 5 minutes to get it really into the whole system. It does make a big, big difference. The other thing that I found that helped, because 2 years ago, I put my everything in the tool shed, closed it up and forgot about it, and we had some mice that got into the tool shed. And what happened is the mice will eat rubber. So you either put some Decon in there, and I don't like to use Decon because I've got four little dogs, two Westies and two Shih Tzus. And if I forget to close the door, I don't want them going in there and eat the Decon. So the most important time to keep the rodents out of your tool shed, especially if you have where the building has the roof edge, a lot of the tool sheds, they have an opening underneath the roof line so that you'll have ventilation in the tool shed. And that's where the squirrels and chipmunks can get in and try and make a nest for the winter. The mice, well, they can get in through any hole where the door closes if it doesn't close tight. There's a product called Mouse Magic. And Mouse Magic is made by Bonide. And you can find it at most nurseries and garden centers. And you open up the box, and in the box is a plastic bag. Open up the plastic bag, and there looks like a 3-inch by 3-inch tea bag. When you break it open, the smell is unbelievable. It's like peppermint and spearmint combination. Very, very strong. So you get everything in your tool shed. You clean it up, put everything in there, throw it into your tool shed, shut the door. And I want you to go back like a day later and open up the door, and everything is strong, strong smell of this peppermint spearmint. And if you go in the tool shed and close the door and just stay in there for, maybe 30 seconds, your eyes will almost water. And it will drive rodents from staying in there. And it works really, really well. And that way you don't have to worry about having poison baits. But 1 year I didn't do that. And the mice got in. They made a nest on the seat of my sit-down mower. I pushed it out and cleaned it and tried to start it, and it wouldn't start. During the winter, they ate all of the rubber underneath the mower. They ate the fuel line, and then it kept turning and turning and turning, and it wouldn't start. And I noticed that the fuel line was gone, so I bought a new fuel line and connected that, and it started, but the blade wouldn't move. So I looked under it again, and they had eaten the rubber belts, and all that was left were round pieces of wire where the rubber belts were. So we had some vicious, vicious animals. So before you close up the tool shed, if you don't have pets, you can put in some Decon and that will prevent them, or you can use this Mouse Magic. It really does a great job. Jared, who's up next?
Next up we have Mary on the line, who is calling about mushrooms.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Paul, I have mushrooms, but not the type that have a little cap with a stem. They look like jellyfish, and they're in clumps of like a dozen, and they are all over the lawn, all over the garden. I don't know if it's because I only used Milagonite in the lawn this year. It looks great, but I don't know if that's the reason why, but it's just, they're all over the place.
Yeah. When I cut my grass on Thursday, I noticed a lot of mushrooms, and I've got some that look like a rounded pancake almost.
Mm-hmm.
And when I drove over it with the lawnmower, it exploded with this black powder.
Ugh.
I mean, it was unbelievable. But you have to blame the season. We've had a lot of rain, and I mean a lot of rain. And you know what June, July, and August was,
mm-hmm,
with 22 plus inches of rain, and just the last couple of weeks here, We've had three northeast storms in New England, three northeasts. Yesterday's storm produced between 1 to 3 and even 4 inches of rain in places, and mushrooms like dampness.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about that.
Okay.
Mushrooms are the type of growth that lives on rich, organic-type soils. They come up, they do their thing, and within a 2 to 3 week period, they just fall apart and they die. And if we have a hot, dry summer next year, they will not return. They like dampness. So don't panic. It's not going to hurt the grass. They grow between the grass. They're very short-lived, and they don't create any damage. If they bother you, take a flat shovel and a rake, scoop them up into the rake, and then dispose of it with your trash. But mushrooms are not like crabgrass where they kill what's around it.
Okay.
They poke up in between the grass, open up, do their thing, and then they're gone.
Now, should I be using something differently for fertilizer for my lawn this fall? I had a great lawn.
Yeah. No, Milorganite is a wonderful fertilizer. It's the first organic fertilizer developed in the United States.
Oh.
So it's the original, the number one, and it's the number one selling golf course fertilizer in the country. And there's a very good chance that if you play golf, they are using Milorganite on that course. It's slow release. It's all natural. It's all organic. And there's no chemicals. And the thing that's nice about Milorganite is it doesn't release in like a 4, 5, 6 week period. It will go 2 months or more. And if you have deer, apply Milorganite where you have shrubs and trees that the deer will eat. They will not go near it. Great deer repellent for arborvitaes and things like that. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If some of you are thinking of planting bulbs, this is still a great time. Go to your local nursery and garden center and buy your tulips, daffodils, crocuses. And with the rain that we've had, the soil is nice and moist. And the only thing that you have to remember when you plant bulbs is the point of the bulb, no matter what the shape is, always goes up. Point facing up. And the depth is real easy. You plant the bulb with three times as much soil as the bulb is tall. So a crocus, for example, is roughly an inch and a half in height because it's flat. It's like a disc. And it's roughly an inch to an inch and a half in height, which means that you would need to cover that bulb with 3 to 4.5 inches of soil on top of it. A tulip is 2 to 2.5 inches in height, which means that you would have to cover it with 6 to 7.5 inches of soil. A daffodil is around 4 inches in height, which means that you would need 1 foot of soil on top of that. As long as you remember, point up and three times as much soil as the bulb is high for covering, that's all you need to know. It's as simple as that. And we'll give you some tips during the morning. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Jason on the line. He's got a question about preparing evergreens.
Okay. Jason, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
This summer, I had severely pruned some evergreens to shape them back. And
okay.
Coming the winter, they've rebounded pretty well, but they still got quite a bit of growth to do. And coming into the winter, I have some more pruning that I wanted to do, and I didn't know if this was a good time of year to do it. And if so, what do I do with these now to prepare them for the winter and hopefully a good rebound in the spring?
Okay. What kind of shrubs are you looking to prune?
Pine trees, rhododendron, and some of the other ones, I don't know what they are, but they're all evergreen.
Okay. If it's a plant like a pine or a spruce that when you make a cut produces pitch, mm-hmm. then that tree can be done because the pitch is going to ooze out, is going to create a scab.
Okay.
So you can do those. If it's a plant like a rhododendron or azalea, that will not produce any pitch, and that will mean that you will have an open cut exposed to the weather all winter. Right now, the plant's going dormant. It's starting to say, you know, winter is coming. I'm going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So any energy that it makes is stored into the roots. It's not allowed to stay on the top of the plant to work to make a callus. So on the rhododendrons, azaleas, and things like that, wait until March, April, to do that pruning. But any plant that produces pitch can be done. Or trees that lose their leaves, like maples and oaks, those can be pruned during the winter because you can see the shape of the branches. There's no leaves on them, so there's less weight, and you can do a much better job. Most of the major tree companies, the big arborists, they do all of their heavy pruning and heavy maintenance of trees during the winter months.
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier. That was interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
It does make a big difference. And see, if you try and took a maple tree and you try and prune it in March,
mm-hmm.
in March, that tree is starting to realize that winter's over, spring is coming, so they're pushing all the energy that's in the roots up to the top of the tree, just like the spring you think about maple syrup. That's the sap going up to the top of the tree to wake up the buds to make leaves. And if you prune trees like maples in the spring, in March or April, that cut that you made will actually bleed the sap that's being pushed upwards. So doing the pruning of a leaf tree in the winter and early spring, like in February or even early March, that's the best time. But if there's pitch, you can do it just about any time. No pitch, wait till the spring.